Well, I got into this crazy world of beverages way back. About the time I was legal to drink in Wisconsin when I was 19, and had,
what did I wish?
had grown up in a family where we always had, you know, there was beer in the house, there was wine in the house, and we learned to appreciate it with meals. So when I went away to school, I was immediately drawn. This was mid 80s, so it was, you know, Heineken.
The nice import beers, yeah.
Foster's.
Those are the fancy ones.
Yeah, Bass. Bass and Guinness was just, you know, Newcastle. So that was it. And I actually can describe the moment when my tastes changed. I had been dating a gal and went to meet her father. And kind of a stressful situation, as many of us can relate to.
Sure.
But got there and he offered me a beer. Sure. He brings out this weird brown, stubby looking little bottle. I looked at it and I'm like, oh, geez. It's a domestic beer. Domestic beer isn't any good. We don't make good beer here in America. It was Anchor Steam. And at that point, all bets were off. If I had not had that beer that night, I wouldn't be sitting here. I wouldn't have this collection of beverages around me. And it was great because I found something that I truly enjoyed studying. I truly enjoyed the history behind it and the people behind it and the characters that surround the industry. And they are a lot of characters. pushing the limits of how things are done. So, but that was me getting into it, and it's been 20 plus years since, and I've had a lot of good beers. I've traveled a lot, and I've had some wonderful opportunities in relation to it. So
excellent. Well, if I ever meet Fritz Maytag, I'll thank him from you.